afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So what are we going to be musing about today?
Here is the one-word clue for today's topic, and that's attention. And for our musical segment, we are going country. Hope you enjoy today's program.
What used to be my home has changed to just a place to stay. A crumbling last resort when day is through. Sometimes between sundown and dawn, somehow I find my way. The rooms are all a shambles. Things are scattered on the floor. Just another sign of how much I need you. And remember, you don't live here anymore at this home motel on Lost Love Avenue. No one seems to really care if I come here at all. And the one who seems to care the least is you. I'm gonna hang a neon sign with letters big and blue. Home Motel on Lost Love Avenue.
You never did before. Ain't no use in calling out my name, girl. I can't hear you anymore. When the rooster crows at the break of dawn, plug out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason why I'm traveling on. Don't think twice, it's all right. Walking down that long, lonesome road, gal, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye is too good a word, gal, so I'll just say fare thee well. Well, I ain't saying you treated me unkind. Could have done better, but I don't mind. You just sort of wasted my precious time. Don't think twice, it's all right. Ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. The light I never know. Ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Still I wish there was something you could do or say. Make me change my mind and stay. You never did too much talking anyway. Don't think twice, it's all right. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. It don't matter anyhow. Ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe. If you don't know by now, I'm a-thinking and wondering all the way down the road. I once loved a woman, a child I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. Don't think twice, it's all right.
Sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. That railroad train was mine. I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
A young student of philosophy heard about a great master who lived alone on a mountaintop. So great was the wisdom of this sage, so legend has it, that he could turn a handful of dust into gold. One day the young man resolved to travel the many miles through forest and across rivers to seek out this old man and gain from him whatever wisdom he could attain. Exhausted, shivering from the cold mountain air, and with blistered feet, the young man finally arrived at the simple wooden shack wherein the old man sat quietly by a fire, sipping tea from a rough wooden bowl. Impatiently, the young man blurted out, "At last I've found you." Then he stopped himself and apologized for his rudeness. "Apologies, master. It's just that I have traveled far to see you in the hope that you will afford me a portion of your great wisdom." tell me, please, what words of wisdom can you impart to me this day? The master said nothing. Instead, he picked up a stick and wrote in the dirt floor just one word, attention. Puzzled, the student said, "Is that it? Have I traveled for 7 days and all you can give me is one word? Is there nothing more you can tell me?" So the master picked up the stick again and wrote alongside the first word, attention, for a second time. By now the student was getting frustrated. Attention, attention, what does that mean? And so now the master spoke. In a quiet voice, but clearly, he said, attention means attention. So let's think about this for a moment. Do you pay attention? What does it mean to pay attention? In this world of instant everything, how much do we actually miss as we rush through the day, forever chasing the clock? Maybe the rush starts when we get up late and it never really stops. Of course, we have all heard it before, slow down. But that can be difficult. Paying attention is more about absorbing what has been said, understanding the significance, determining the value, and becoming more aware of that which is within and without. It is true that listening is an art, but paying attention is one step beyond listening. Attention can take many forms, but consider this, it has to do with caring as well. If you care about the impact your decisions have on others, then you plan and take others into consideration. Notice your moods, your reactions to situations and people, even your breathing. Take time to pause. A brief pause in the day can make a huge difference to the quality of your life. In other words, there is a deeper meaning to the notion of paying attention, and that has to do with self-awareness. Think about it.
On this heart of mine, I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine. I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine. I walk the line. You got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide, because you're mine. I walk the line.
is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of huskies as he mushed on through the snow. With the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Away up north,
to Alaska,
away up north,
Alaska.
North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand.
Said, Sam, you're looking at a lonely, lonely man. I'd trade all the gold that's buried in this land for one small band of gold to place on sweet little Jimmy's hand. 'Cause a man needs a woman to love him all the time.
Remember, Sam, a true love is so hard to find. I'd build for my Jenny a honeymoon home
below that old white mountain, just a little southeast of Nome, where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding.
North to Alaska,
I go north, the rush is on. To Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up.
It from us this week, and in the words of Johnny Cash, next week we'll be walking the line again.
We speak your language online at planetaudio.org.nz.
Our Earth has existed for 45 million centuries, but this one is special. Ours has the planet's future in its hands.
Technology, entertainment, design, and much more. TED Talks brings you inspiring presentations from speakers across the world. Hear activists, experts, and thought leaders sharing their ideas and stories. Wednesdays at 10 past 2 p.m., only live and only on Planet FM.
Music, tunes, and klezmer galore will leave you wanting more. If it's Yiddishkeit you like, get up off your exercise bike and tune in to Radio Shalom. I like that, Yiddishkeit. I want to fly a Yiddishkeit in the sky or something like that. Anyway, Radio Shalom, Sunday mornings at 10 past 10 or at planetaudio.org.nz/Radio Shalom.
Oi!
Mariana and Bruce will be back next Wednesday at 4:25 with Musings. Catch the show anytime at